This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces on Tuesday raided one of the last functioning hospitals in Gaza's north and bombarded the south with airstrikes that killed at least 28 Palestinians. They're pressing ahead with their offensive with renewed backing this week from the United States, despite rising international alarm. Since fighting has escalated in Gaza in the south on Israel's northern border, the Iranian-backed Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has launched nearly daily rocket attacks in solidarity with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Henry Wilkins reports.
The Israel-Lebanon border violence has stoked fears a full-blown war could break out if Israel makes a ground attack on Hezbollah in Lebanon, or vice versa. Both Israel and Lebanon are U.S. allies and seen as key to ensuring Mideast stability. Not only would a conflict open a second front for Israel, but it also might eventually trigger a standoff with Iran. Israeli experts say a war is not what Israel wants, but its hand may be forced. The U.S. has urged restraint from the Israelis and is applying diplomatic pressure to find a peaceful solution on both sides of the border.
Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kfar Giladi, Israel.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday he was confident the U.S. would not, quote-unquote, betray his country by withholding crucial wartime funding as it fights off Russia's invasion. Aid for Ukraine has been held up by Republicans in the U.S. Congress, and the White House has warned it will run out of money at the end of the year if not renewed. He also said he expected the European Union to approve a 50 billion euro aid package soon. Zelensky also said Ukraine will produce 1 million drones next year, boosting current production levels. This is